Welcome to the 30th installment of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 14, the commandment to wear tzitzis, or fringes. These fringes are placed on a four-cornered garment, and only when one wears such a garment is one required to put on the tzitzis. There are two components to the fringes, as described explicitly in the Chumash, that one must place the fringes on the four corners of the garment, and in addition one must have a psil tcheles, a blue thread which is dyed blue. As the Rambam is accustomed to doing in a Sefer HaMitzvahs, he describes why a commandment is counted in the total of 613 and why it is not two, and so on. So too over here, the Rambam explains why it is that he is not counting them as two separate mitzvahs. After all, they are mentioned separately in the verse. And perhaps just as by the tefillin, we count the tefillin shel yad, the ones put on the arm, and the shel rosh, that put on the head, as two separate commandments, the same should possibly apply here to the tzitzis, the regular fringes, and the tcheles, the blue thread which goes on top of the fringes. The Rambam brings the Sifri to prove that it counts only as one commandment. The Sifri quotes the part of the verse, "V'ahoyu lochem letzitzis," that they should be to you for fringes, referring to both the commandment for tzitzis and the tcheles, the blue thread. From this expression, that they are referred to together in an inclusive statement, the Sifri derives that it counts only as one commandment instead of two, and therefore the Rambam also counts them only as one commandment. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam goes on to quote the tractate Kedushin, which tells us that women are exempt from the commandment of tzitzis. The reason is that since this is a time-bound commandment, and women are exempt from any commandment which is connected with a specified time, they are also exempt here. What is the specified time for tzitzis? This is during the day rather than at night. As the Chumash tells us, Ureisim Eisei, you shall look upon the tzitzis, which means also that it applies primarily during a time when one can see the tzitzis, meaning during the day rather than at night. In Piskei Dinim of the Tzemach Tzedek, however, he gives halachic reasons why one should wear a talis katan, the talis, which is worn on the body, also at night. And so too the Magen Avram in the Shulchan Aruch brings the Arizal, who gives Kabbalistic reasons why one should wear the talis katan at night as well. Incidentally, these arguments apply primarily when one awakes before it becomes light out, as was the custom years ago. But today, when one would sleep into the day, one would end up being in the daytime without the tzitzis. And although, as we explained, one fulfills the commandment of tzitzis only when one wears a four-cornered garment, it is nevertheless proper, we are told in the Shulchan Aruch, to wear a four-cornered garment in order to be able to fulfill this commandment of tzitzis at all times. Although women are exempt from this law of tzitzis, nevertheless, they should be knowledgeable in many of the laws. And a common reason given for this is that since they are responsible for the education of their children, their sons will have to wear the tzitzis, and therefore they must know many of the laws in order that they can fulfill the commandments properly. For example, should someone sleep in the same pair of tzitzis and not change them in the morning, the law is that they would not normally make a blessing. Only upon putting on the tzitzis new would one make a blessing. Another important law is that the tzitzis should be separated and distinct from one another before the blessing is made. The tzitzis are compared to hairs of the head, and therefore, just as the hairs are separate, the tzitzis should be separated from each other, and the knots checked to make sure they are intact and tight before the blessing is made. So too, the tzitzis must be tied into the hole in their place for the sake of making the tzitzis, and cannot merely be sewed on. Let's say, for example, a set of one of the four corners, one of the four fringes, on one of the corners of the garment should tear out through its hole. It would not be proper to merely put the tzitzis back in and tie the garment around it. Rather, one would be required to untie all of the tzitzis, then sew the garment, and then put the tzitzis in again, tying them anew. It should be mentioned that many halachic authorities claim that nylon and other synthetic materials are exempt from tzitzis, and therefore one would not be satisfying the commandment by putting tzitzis on such a garment, as is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein and many other halachic authorities. The Chumash tells us that by looking at the tzitzis, we will come to remember all of the mitzvahs. Our sages explain how this is hinted to in the word tzitzis and the construction of the tzitzis. The spelling of tzitzis, taking the gematria numerical value, adds up to 600. Tzadik yud, tof. So too, we have the 8 strands of each one of the tzitzis and the 5 knots on each one of the 4 corners. This adds up to 613, indicating all of the commandments. Thereby, looking at the tzitzis helps one remember all of the commandments. So too, since there are 5 knots in each one of the tzitzis, this reminds us of the 5 chumashim, the 5 books of the Torah, reminding us of everything which is written therein. The tchelis, or blue thread, is one of the fascinating aspects of the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Talmud of Menachas tells us that the tchelis was blue dye, which was obtained from a certain type of fish, which would come out of the Mediterranean Ocean only once every 70 years. Only then could it be caught. And therefore, the tchelis, the dye for the tzitzis, was extremely expensive. The tchelis worked in the following manner. After one had the regular tzitzis, the strands of the tzitzis in the garment, one would have another strand which wound around these other ones. And this one, which was used to wind around and cover the white strands, was that of tchelis of the blue thread. It was a regular piece of wool which was dyed blue. This dye was said to be the color of the ocean. And our sages say that the ocean is similar to the heavens, and the 7 heavens resemble the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne of glory of Hashem. The Rambam in his legal code describes in detail the preparation of the tchelis. He says that first one boiled the wool in something called arla as a preparation for the wool in order that it should absorb the dye completely. Incidentally, the Kesef Mishnah points out that this is not found anywhere in the writings of our sages, but rather the Rambam was knowledgeable in how to dye wool and how the dyeing process was done. And therefore, he puts this in his legal code, since this is the best way to dye the wool. And he knows this simply from his practical knowledge of how dyeing was done. One would then take this fish, which had a blue appearance, but whose blood was blackish in appearance. One would then prepare it with various sorts of spices until it obtained the color of the rakia, a bluish color. Then one would dye the wool. Since it was so expensive, as we mentioned, there was a great deal of falsification in the preparation of this dye. Therefore, certain tests are given in order to make sure that it is a proper tchelis and not one of the imitations, such as kala ilan, which were made. The Rambam gives a recipe of a certain sort of mixture of materials, of substances, that one soaks the dyed wool in this, and one can tell from it whether it is true tchelis or not. Should it stand in its color, one knows for sure it is tchelis. Should it fade, then one can make a second mixture and place it in a special type of dough and bake this piece of wool in an oven. Should the dye get weaker, then one knows it is false. However, should it get even darker when baked, then one knows it is true tchelis. Among the spiritual explanations for the idea of tchelis is that given by the Chinuch, who says, Omer li libi, my heart tells me, that he knows from heavenly inspiration that the white wool of the lavan and the tchelis, the blue wool, correspond to the body and the soul. As our sages tell us, that the body is created like chutin, like strands, and therefore the strands of white correspond to the body, as the Mechinuch also brings other proofs of this. The blue wool corresponds to the soul, to the neshama, as we just learned that the blue wool resembled the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne of glory, from which the soul comes down to enclose itself and unite with the body. And we learn that the blue wool is round about and covering the white wool. From this we have the lesson, says the Chinuch, that the soul must dominate and overpower the body to make it realize that the true purpose of the body's creation is only for serving its creator, for serving Hashem. And the only way in which this can be realized is when the soul is predominating, and the soul controls the body and directs it and shows it what to do. Only then can we have the true elevation which comes specifically from the body through making a dwelling place for Hashem in the lower worlds, and training the body and using its power in order to better serve Hashem. The Rebbe Rashab explains other ideas behind the tchelis. The word tchelis, he says, can come from the word kola, to consume or to destroy. In this sense, it means the destruction of evil that represents the spiritual ability to take away forces of evil from the world. This, says the Rebbe Rashab, is the difference between the tchelas and the kola ilan, one of the false blue dyes that we mentioned previously. It also represents destruction, however an uncontrolled destruction, whereas the tchelas is the idea of destroying evil in the world. However, on a deeper level, says the Rebbe Rashab, on a higher level, the word tchelis can also mean from kloyin ubitl, something being consumed, and something elevating itself and nullifying itself to this which is higher. This is also the idea of the tchelis, as we can see in a flame, that the part closest to the wick is a blue flame, and the lighter colors are farther away from the wick. Why is that true? That when the wick burns up and is destroyed and nullified, it turns into blue. And this is the cause of the blue flame immediately in proximity to the wick. What does this signify? This signifies the self-nullification of all creations in the world that recognize that they are not their own independent existence, but rather they are dependent on God for their existence. Just as the wick nullifies itself and is consumed to the flame, so to all creations in the world, all creatures nullify themselves and are consumed in their knowledge and devotion to godliness. And when one satisfies this second meaning of tchelis, meaning the self-nullification and bittul of the creations to Hashem, one no longer needs the first definition, and there will not have to be any destruction of evil in any way. Things will proceed in a peaceful manner. The Tzemach Tzedek also explains the reason behind the tzitzis and the talis, the garment in which the tzitzis are placed. And the Tzemach Tzedek explains that the garment represents the rotzen, Hashem's will behind the commandments, which is completely beyond our understanding, this which is higher than our comprehension. The strings, the threads, the fringes which come out of this garment represent this which we are capable of comprehending, which is only a small, concentrated, and diminished form, only a ray of what the mitzvah actually is. And when performing a mitzvah, we must have both things in mind. We should try to understand the mitzvah as best as we can with our understanding, but at the same time realize that the commandments, since they are connected to Hashem, are completely beyond our understanding, and we obey them with complete devotion and complete nullification and acknowledgement of this which is beyond our understanding. The Talmud in Masechet Shabbos tells us that in the merit of the mitzvah of tzitzis, in the world to come in the Messianic age, a person will have 2,800 servants serving them, 700 for each of the four corners. And in this way, a person will be able to better serve Hashem, since these servants will be able to take care of the physical needs, and one will be able to devote ourselves to the spiritual needs exclusively. May it be so speedily in our days.